Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 13, Use Your Creativity. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. Today's episode would fit right in with almost any modern life hack, influencer, or expert like that. Except Earl was saying these things decades ago. This episode gives us two of the top lists and two very practical life hacks, all centered on one theme, creativity. Not as a talent you're born with, but as something you can actively cultivate. Here are Earl's top 25 list to describe the characteristics of creative people. I'll run through them all quickly. 1. Drive. 2. Courage. 3. Goals. 4. Knowledge. 5. Good health. 6. Optimism. 7. Enthusiasm. 8. Honesty. 9. Judgment. 10. A willingness to take chances. 11. Outgoing or makes friends easily. 12. Dynamic. You're always in motion. 13. Persuasive. 14. Articulate. 15. You're patient with others. 16. You're impatient with yourself. 17. Perfectionist. 18. Sensitive. 19. Flexible. 20. Has a sense of humor. 21. You're inquisitive. You're always asking those why questions. 22. Versatile. 23. You're individualistic. And 24, you're creative. A few things that stood out to me. First, number 25, come on, really? A little redundant, saying that creative people are creative feels kind of like a cheat, but we'll let it slide. That's okay. Second, this doesn't just describe creative people. It describes people who are actually just crushing it at life. These traits apply far beyond artwork or inventions. They are the qualities of engaged, effective, growing human beings. And finally, and maybe this is most important, I only counted 24 on his top 25 list, and I listened to this multiple times. It's not there. Probably an oversight, but I love the idea that number 22 is the hidden secret of creativity, waiting for each of us to discover it on our own. Here is his first life hack. So next, he comes with this idea, really, of a life hack before there was a thing as a life hack. And he delivers it through a story of the famous Charles Schwab, who was then the president of Bethlehem Steel. He brought in a consultant one day who promised dramatic improvements. But instead of giving him a long report, the consultant gave Charles Schwab a simple exercise. He told Schwab that at the end of each day, he should write down the 6 most important things he needs to do the next day. Rank them in order from 1 to 6, most important to the least important. The next day, start with number 1 and work your way through the list. If you don't finish the list, no problem. You worked on what was most important. Schwab did this for 30 days, and then he had his entire leadership team do the same thing. A few months later, he wrote the salesman a check, or the consultant a check, for $25,000, telling him it was the most valuable business advice he had ever received. Simple, focused, ruthlessly effective. Earl then turns to a harder truth. most of us live far below our potential. Not because we're incapable, but because we never push far enough to find out what we're capable of. He gives us four reasons why people fail to live up to their potential. Because they don't have to. Because they're doing about as well as the next guy. Because they use average as their standard for success. And finally, because they don't realize how much more they have to give. This last one really hit me the hardest. We underestimate ourselves. We quit too early. We stop before the breakthrough that would have changed everything. All right, here's a second life hack. Earl closes this episode with another simple but powerful suggestion. One, he learned from a close friend of his. Take 15 minutes every night, find a quiet place, and deliberately work on generating new ideas. In whatever field you're in, ideas to improve, refine, or reimagine what you do. Not scrolling, not reacting, thinking. Earl claims that this habit alone can separate good work from extraordinary performance. 15 minutes every night. Focused imagination. So, episode 13 leaves me with these final reminders. Creativity isn't a gift reserved for the few. It's a discipline anyone can practice. Focus on what matters most. Stop settling for average and give your imagination time to work. What do you have to lose? Give it a try. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.